We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. We have before, on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that Levi told Rebbe he wants to add another one of the Arayas, a 16th one, to the Mishnah. A 16th case where it's possible for Erva to fall from your brother. And the case was, the Levi gave, was a case of Imai. And that's possible. The case of Imai is possible when the brother, Reuven, who's going to die, married Shimon's mother. How's it possible by Shimon's mother? Aynala marry your father's wife. Teretz is with Anusas Aviv. And Anusas Aviv, according to the Rabbanon, is Mutter. So therefore, it's possible to marry your brother's mother, Shimon's mother, was Anusas Aviv, and Reuven married that woman, and then Reuven died, and when Reuven dies, it falls to Yibum to Shimon, which is his mother. So there's possible of a case of Imai. And our Mishnah didn't say it, so Rebbe said that Levi's making a mistake. And Shaul, what's the mistake? So now we're going to have another pshat and why Rebbe held it was a mistake what Levi said. Rav Ada Karchina Kamedi Rav Kana Moshmedi Rava La'olam Islei L'Revi Hani Klali. Rebbe holds of the klalim of Rav Chia. V'Halchik Amalei. So now the klalim of Rav Chia was that everything in our Mishnah is possible to be two sisters, Asur Lezeh and Mataras Lezeh, or Asur Lezeh and Mataras Lezeh. That was the Klal Rav Chia. So we're saying now that Rebbe, who still had a Kash and Levi, held of the Klalim. And he also held of the Klalim, and maybe he also held of Plukta Kamari. Vahochi Ka Amalei. This is what he's tying. He's tying to Levi. Levi, your case is not possible. Your case of Imoy is not possible. Because it's not going to fit into the klal of Rav Chia. Rav Chia says that all the arayas are possibly to be two sisters, and to be mutter to one brother and us to the other brother. That's what Rav Chia says. So now Rebbe tells Levi, you can't have that case of the Mishnah, because it's not possible to be two sisters who are suras azeh or mutaras azeh. Which means it's possible to either have a choysa shihi avimta or a sura lezeh mutaras lezeh. Which means it's possible for the sister of your wife to be Yavama, but it's not possible that it should be Asur L'Zeh Mataras L'Zeh. And the Gemara will break it down for you beautifully here. That by Ines, it's not possible to have that. Why? Iyakov Beis Achoyis Onas. Now we have Rachel and Leah, who are sisters. They're going to be marrying two brothers. These two sisters, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Yaakov was onas beis achoyis, was ma'anas both these sisters, and they had two children. So onas achoyis, beis achoyis onas, achoyis yivim to v'shkachas la, asur l'zem terazel v'shkachas la. Let's say that outside first. So he's ma'anas, Yaakov ma'anas, Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah marry Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon are mutter to Rachel and Leah because they're anusas aviv. Now, when Yaakov was Ma'anis, Rachel and Leah, he had two children, Levi and Yehuda. Levi from Rachel, and Yehuda from Leah. Now, Reuven marries Levi's mother, and Shimon marries Yehuda's mother. Okay? Now, Reuven and Shimon both die. Reuven and Shimon both die, and their wives fall to Levi and Yehuda. One is Levi's mother. Reuven and Shimon are all brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda are brothers, all kids of Yaakov. Reuven and Shimon from a legitimate marriage. And Yaakov is honest to Achayis, and they had Levi and Yehuda. So Reuven and Shimon can marry the Nusas Aviv. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Now, Reuven and Shimon die, they fall to Levi and Yehuda. Okay? Now, Levi, one of the people falling is his mother, the other one is his mother's sister. So, and Yehuda, one of them is his mother, one of the ladies, one of them is his mother's sister. Lucky they're not going to marry your mother's sister either. So in this case, it's impossible to have Asur L'Zeh Mataras L'Zeh. Two sisters, impossible, because one would be Imai, one would be Achayis Imai. Therefore, it's impossible. So that's why he tells Levi, you can't have that case, because it's always going to be a problem of, you can't have Asur L'Zeh Mataras L'Zeh, because it'd be Imai and Achayis Imai. That's the problem. So it says again, inside, it says, I Yaakov Beis Achayis Onas, Achayis Shivim Tem Ashkachas La. It's possible the sisters that are Yevamas are possible. But Asur L'Zeh Mataras L'Zeh, Lem Ashkachas La. It's not possible, the Mutal Zeh L'Zeh. We have two sisters who are Yevimta, but it's not Asur L'Zeh Mataras L'Zeh. And if it's a different case, the based nachrius on us, if Yaakov was ma'anis two not sisters, you know, Bracha and Sprinza, and then Reuben and Shimon marry Bracha and Sprinza, so then it's possible Asurul Zem and Taras Zem is Mishkachas law, because one's his mother, one's not his mother, but they're not Cheshivim to Levi Mishkachas law. So basically, Rebbe tells Levi, your case of Imoy to put in the Mishnah is no good, because we hold the claw of Rav Chia, and Rav Chia's claw will not work on that case. So that's already the second mahalach why he didn't like it. The first mahalach was because he plucked like a kamari, it's like Yehuda Rabbanon. Second one was because he didn't fit into the klal Rav Chia. Rav Ashi has a third pshat why Rebbe did not like Levi's addition to the Mishnah. Rav Ashi Yomel Olam Les Leila Rebbe Hani Klali. He does not hold of the klal Rav Chia, which means he doesn't have to fit into the klal. And of plucked the kamari, and we talk about machlekesim. So now it's back shver. Why can we have, Levi's right? Have a 16th erva. What does it mean by saying that it seems like he has no brain? It's like a very interesting. We're talking about a very dakistic mistake that Levi made over here. In those days, there was, you know, for Zav Talmud Chacham was talking Eilam Meirav Kadkoy. The Kamalei Hoch Kamalei. This is what he tells him. My timely dakis mastisim. Why am I daik the Mishnah? The next Mishnah is Mivuris Rabbi Yehuda. The mastisim Rabbi Yehuda. The Osa Banus Zavet. We'll bring a raya from the next Mishnah that our Mishnah in the first paragraph is according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Ketani, it says in the next Mishnah like this: Sheish arayas chamuros meilu. There are six arayas which is impossible to be married to your brother. It has to be married to someone else, not your brothers. Therefore, tzoraseim mutaras. Therefore, their tzara is always mutar to you because it's never mokah mitzvah. What are the six arayas? We're not going to give you all six. We'll give you the first three: imoy, veishes aviv, vachayis aviv. Those three are impossible ever to marry your brother because your brother always has to be related to you from your father's side because that's the Avibim. And those people, your mother and your Eishes Aviv and Achayis Aviv cannot be married to your brother. Now, my Imai, what does Imai mean? Ilei Menasuas Aviv, if it means the mother that's married to your father, that's Eishes Aviv. Hainu Eishes Aviv. He said it. He said, Imai, Eishes Aviv, and Achayis Aviv. El alav anusas aviv. It has to be anusas aviv. Viktani pesha nusus lacherim. Lacherim in lachem loy. Basically, the next Mishnah says six arise, and one is imai, one is eshes aviv. What's imai? It can't be eshes aviv. It gotta be anusas aviv. And it says that can never marry to your brother. Who's that like? Rabbi Yehuda. Who holds? You're not allowed to marry anusas aviv. So the last Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The next Mishnah in the first parak is Rabbi Yehuda. So then the ratio, you can't say a case of Imai married to your brother because it's not possible. So that's why he tells Levi, you know what you're talking about. Because this is this parak is going to Rabbi Yehuda. Man, v'ktonim v'yishashu v'sachem, l'chem v'l'achem loy. Man sham leidis lehi svar Rabbi Yehuda. The awesome news is aviv. Remember, Yehuda holds le'egal knaf aviv is a lav. For unus aviv, mushamachi le'etar le'e. And therefore, it doesn't say it in the ratio. Akaponim, so that's what Rabbi tells Levi. Omle Ravina Ravashi. Ravina tells Ravashi, what's the problem? We're going to Rabbi Yehuda. It means Imoy is usually one of the Sheish Arayis who is not married to your brother. It doesn't usually fall to you. But it is possible to happen. How is that possible? Yehuda Nami Meshkachas La De'i Avar V'Nosiv. If he goes ahead and he marries her, let's say the brother Reuven marries Anus Aviv. It's also to do. It's a lot. Let's say he marries her. Is there Yibum? The loch is, yeah, there is Yibum. You know what is Yibum? Because only Chayv Elavim. The loch is Chayv Ekrisis. It's not Toifes Kedushin. If someone marries a Chayv Ekrisis, not Toifes Kedushin. Masha'enkin, if it's Chayv Lavim, is Toifis Kedushin. So, L'chayra, so he's saying it's possible the Avar V'Nosiv. The past of the ratio where he did marry her. He did marry the Nusav, then he died. Now felt the Ibum. So it's possible to have it.
And the Benjamin wants you to give him the Beisachiv. What?
What?
And the Benjamin wants you to be given the Beisachiv.
No, not Yivim. No, not Yivim. Right. If this would be a case, that Erev for the Patra Tzara. That would be Negev. Patra Tzara. Benegev, Patra Tzara, because it's an Erev. He wants to do Chalitza. You have to do Chalitza, but still a Patra Tzara. So, Gemara, the Eloi Ketani. The E like Tani doesn't say the E. It would say what I mean. It's a Chayv Elavin, not a good thing. Chayv Elavin is Tefes Kedushin, and it's only being Pata Al Tzarayis, Al Erva, and deal with Pata Tzara. That's the Kasha. So you should have said a case that he married the Anusa. And for the Gemara, no, the E like Tani. We don't say case where someone did Avera. Tefes has a very important question here. He says, Kedushin's also? Someone's like Kaddish is Anusa's Ava. Three Rabbi Huda. Did it, Isser? Pasha's only the B is also, not Kedushin. So very Tosfos. Tosfos at the bottom here says, "Tema, the beloy the e of an osav namishkachas lod shekidesh veloy baal." There's no issa just do kedushin. And with Tosfos the isa issa. The shema also a kaddish. The third line of Tosfos. The shema also a kaddish. With the rabbanon shema yivol. That there is a chshash. That you now do kedushin because shema yivol. Once you have it, it's mutter shema yivol. And therefore, it's the bottom Tosfos. And the third line of Tosfos answers that shema yivol. And therefore, it is a issa the rabbanon. That's why it's called the e. Akaponim. So we Marat Kasha, it's possible to have Rabbi Huda and have a Reisha. The like Tani. Only Rav Ashi, Rav Kana, Beloy De'i Nami, which means De'i is going on, the brother who's dying and is making the whole parish of Yibam. So Rav Ashi tells Rav Kana, it's possible without De'i on the brother who died to have a case that it's Mishkachas Lo also. Beloy De'i Nami Mishkachas Lo. But it's even a bigger Aveira in this case. Yaakov Onas Kalosai. Yaakov was Ma'anis, his daughter-in-law, which was Reuven's wife. Reuven's going to die. He's Ma'anis, Reuven's wife, and they had a baby. V'hol men of Shimon. V'hol men of Ben. Shimon was a mamzer, actually. Umeis Reuven b'lei bonim. And Reuven died without children. V'nofle kamei bra. His mother felt him. So Mar's kash is, it's possible here to Reuven to have a legitimate marriage, and Shimon's mother forced him. How? By Reuven, his wife, his father was Ma'anis, his wife, and had Shimon. So Shimon and Reuven are brothers to their father. And then, when Reuven dies, Shimon's mother falls to him.
That's an Aveira.
What? It's Aveira. It's Aveira, right? That's how I spoke at. The E is going on the Yavam itself. Yeah. It wasn't answer your terrors, yeah.
Well, it's not an issue for Reuven to stay married to his wife after his father's
marriage. Not Ma'oinus, not Ba'oinus. Only B'mezid is there, Issa. Ba'oinus is not Issa. So
the E is going on the
Yibam, on the Reuven, yeah. On the Reuven, the one dying, the one whose wife is coming, falling Yibam. That's the like Tani. Now he said, let's go up a generation. Someone in the higher generation made that Aveira. But tomorrow's going to answer the same thing. We don't say that either. It's even worse. Mara says, Migu the Iyah Asir, Charles and I Asir. And she's an Ima and she falls to Yibam. The Charles also. On Malay, but Akbar said that.
What? Because
maybe we want to say a case of Yibam. We're going a generation of Yibam. We're going that generation. We're saying that we don't want to make up cases that they're not Mastabra. But who cares? Let's say four daris up someone was a mamzer. Would bother you? No. Say one daris up. It's not part of the thing. That's why. But Mara answers that. I'm like, but Akbar said that Teru Kamari. But Akbar said that Surah Kamari. We're talking about brothers that are legitimate brothers. Brothers who are mamzer brothers. We're not talking about that. Echanavi, we don't want to talk about that. And the Mara says, but Ava Pikain. Botko Levi Masdita, which Rashi says Botko means Hoisif. Still, Levi went, guys, the Girsa, Poska, which means Levi went ahead and he added it to his Mishnah. The Tani Levi, when Levi taught the Mishnah, he taught it like this: Imoi pa'amen pa'teres sarasa, or pa'amen pa'teres sarasa. Your mother sometimes paters her co-wife, and sometimes not pater her co-wife. Ketzav. Hoisif imoi nesuas of it. If your mother was married to your father, when this is la'ach, if he married your brother, that marriage never happened. Because Tachi of Karas is not Typhus Kedushin. And Reuven died. Why? Because Reuven is not married to her. Because Chayv Akrisa is not paid for exclusion. Reuven is not married to Shimon's mother because that's his father's wife. So their attack is not paid for exclusion. But if it was Anusas Aviv, the mother of Shimon was not Yaakov's wife. It was Yaakov was Ma'anis someone. And that was Shimon's mother. And Reuven is allowed to marry, or not allowed to. It's a Chiv Lavin on that. Chiv Lavin on that wife, because Levi has to agree that we're going to court to Rabbi Huda. That's the sefer the Mishnah says Imoy. So Hoisa Imoy Anusas Aviv Nisus Lachiv, which only Chiv Lavin, but Nusus Lachiv Aviv Meis Zui Imoy Shepeteres Teras. This Imoy Peteres Teras. Why? Because that's mother is Reuven's wife through Avera Alav, but it's Toifes Klushin. Even though the Mishnah said 15, we can add on 16, which is a case of Imoy. So it comes up for Levi like this. Levi agrees that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because the Sefer says Imoy, Eishes Aviv, and those cases are all usually married to a different family, not your brother. But if they go ahead and someone marries a Nusav, which is Avera, since it's Tevis Kedushin, there will be Peteres Sarasa, and you do have a 16th Erva in our Mishnah, according to Levi.